Storytel presents Without Roots by Margit Sandemo, part 9 in the Legend of the Ice People series, narrated by me, Mianna Buring. Once upon a time, many centuries ago, Tengel the Evil went into the wilderness because he wanted to sell his soul to the devil. He became the ancestor of the Ice People. Tengel had been promised power and wealth on condition that one of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil and do evil deeds. These descendants would be easy to recognize because of their yellow cat's eyes and magical powers. And one day a person with the greatest supernatural powers ever would be born. The curse would not be lifted until the spot was found where Tengel had buried the pot which he had used to prepare the magic brew which would summon the devil. This is what the legend says. Only nobody knows whether it is true. But in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which was why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family, or perhaps it is mostly about the women in his family. Chapter 1. The fate of the Ice People was spun from many threads. One thread began in the south of France, in Bern, by the foot of the Pyrenees, far from Grosdinsholm parish. The bells rang out in the empty church and far beyond. A carriage turned out of the church square and drove up to the castle that rose above the town, which was bathed in golden sunlight. Inside the carriage, a mother and her 15-year-old daughter sat next to each other. People they saw along the road greeted them humbly. "Annette," said the mother without turning her head, "don't look at the mob. Remember how things turned out the last time you waved to them." "Yes, Mum." Although it had happened several days ago, Annette could still feel her cheeks stinging after her mother had boxed her ears. "Remember that they are our subjects," continued her mother, almost without moving her lips. "People are only here because of us. Don't ever forget that. I noticed that you smiled." "At a boy! Haven't I taught you?" "Yes, Mum." If Annette had hoped to ward off a lecture, she was disappointed. Her mother rattled on in an expressionless voice. "You're nearly grown up and of course you'll be married off. Anything else would be unsuitable, and you know what we women must suffer in marriage. I've told you what I had to endure while my poor husband was alive. We women must endure men's carnal pleasures for as long as we want them to give us children. But after that you have no further duties to him on that score. Remember that. You can always escape by saying you have a headache, or better yet, a migraine. You can also pray to the Virgin Mary that your husband loses his carnal desires once he's provided you with the children you want."
"But, Mum," explained Annette, shocked.
"Just you wait. You'll wish for the same as me, because men are either pigs or lechers. If they don't get what they want at home, they visit prostitutes, which you'll have to conceal, and that's exhausting."
"But Dad wasn't like that. He was so nice,"
her mother sneered. "You know so very little about men's nature. They can think of the ugliest things. See to it that you're never alone with a young man until you're married, Annette. Don't let them lead you astray with beautiful words. Men know perfectly well how to charm and lure a woman. Pray to the Virgin Mary for the power to resist, or you'll soon feel their lecherous hands on your body. And remember that God sees everything you do. You mustn't give in to unsuitable and shameful emotions. Never. You must work to please God. Only prostitutes and fallen women allow themselves to be flattered and intoxicated by men, and you don't want to be one of those, do you?"
Annette bowed her head. "No, Mum, I'll bear it all in mind."
She hoped that the lecture was over for now. It always gave her the shivers and a vague discomfort in the body, making her almost feel sick. Fortunately, the lecture was over for now. Her mother had caught sight of a little old woman sitting by the palace gate with her basket of vegetables. Her mother ordered the driver to bring the horse to a halt. She leaned out of the carriage window and grabbed the whip from its holder on the side of the carriage. With a hard lash, she drove the horse.